Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And with so many Republicans still running for president, some on the right say the primary calendar may extend all the way to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in July. But the conventions are about more than politics for the host city. 4 years ago, Tampa took an estimated $214 million in hosting the Republicans. Brian Bull from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland talked to a few aspiring RNC business partners, starting with a funeral home.
I'm standing outside the Gaines Funeral Home here in the Cleveland area. Now, when you hear of someone dying on the political stage, that's a figurative, not a literal term. So I was intrigued to know exactly what this business had to offer the RNC next July.
No, we're not here for funeral service in this particular time, for this particular event, no. It's the use of our vehicles.
Kay Evans Gaines is CEO of the Gaines Funeral Home. Out back, she has 4 limousines, 2 SUVs, and 19 insured drivers at the ready for the RNC. During the convention week, Gaines figures her operation will be 5 times busier than usual.
Because we still have families that we're servicing. We don't want to move away from that because that's what we stand for. But we still want to tap into some of that business and provide transportation for the people coming in and out of Cleveland.
And if you're one of those travelers and feeling a bit stressed,
we have expert quality level yoga instructors, massage therapists, acupuncture, and Rolfing.
Teresa Gorski owns Vision Yoga and Wellness in Cleveland. During a morning class, about a dozen people are stretching out. Later, another group gets acupuncture treatment with sanitized needles. But for all the serenity, Gorski and her crew have been working hard getting ready for the Republicans.
Our marketing staff has already reached out to the concierges at most of the major hotels downtown. They have our menu of services, and we're going to hope to maintain that relationship. We're also going to be looking on LinkedIn to connect with those that might be helping with the delegations for specific states to kind of reach out to them on our own.
And after a long day on the convention floor, you prefer to relax with a glass in your hand.
If you win, it's a good reason to drink a lot of beer. If you lose, it's a good reason to drink a lot of beer.
Paul Benner co-owns Platform Beer Company. RNC organizers contacted him recently and stopped by to chat.
The questions were really like, how many people can you fit? Are you open to having food, outside food? Are you open to renting the entire place out for the day, or would you rather just have smaller parties here? How excited, how comfortable are you having a large group in here? Can your staff handle it? And all those questions are yes.
A pretty big deal for a brewery that opened just a year and a half ago. Now, Benner says he's looking into RNC-themed beers. As for how much he expects business to spike during convention week?
500%. What do you think? I have no idea. That'd be great, right? I would imagine that we'll be pleased with the week.
Cleveland's Council of Smaller Enterprises has hosted several vendor forums and is working with the RNC to build a vendor directory. Executive Director Steve Millard says there's already more than 1,200 suppliers registered.
There's going to be over 1,200 events that week happening, each one being planned separately with its own need for support and suppliers. So there really is a lot of opportunity for a lot of different folks. The same caterer can't do 50 different events at the same time. So we should see a lot of opportunity for folks during the convention.
At the same time, Millard and other officials warn that it's important for Clevelanders not to get their hopes up too high during the RNC. They say most of the spending will be concentrated in downtown, around the arena where the convention will be taking place. The rest of the city is unlikely to see much economic gain because of the RNC. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull.